The sermon text is the first lesson from the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verses 5 to 22. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that all the thoughts and plans they formed in their hearts were only evil every day. The Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with sorrow. The Lord said, I will wipe out mankind, whom I have created, from the face of the earth, along with the animals, the creeping things, and the birds of the sky, because I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account about the development of Noah's family. Noah was a righteous man, a man of integrity in that generation. Noah walked with God. Noah became the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. In the sight of God, the earth was morally corrupt, and the earth was filled with violence. God looked at the earth and saw that it was corrupt, for all flesh was corrupt in all their ways on the earth. So God said to Noah, I have decreed the end of all flesh, because the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am going to destroy them along with the earth. Make an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark. Seal it inside and outside with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark is to be 450 feet, its width 75 feet, and its height 45 feet. Make a room for the ark and leave an 18-inch opening just under the roof. Place a door on the side of the ark. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. I myself am about to bring a flood of waters on the earth in order to destroy all flesh under the sky that has the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth will die, but I will establish my covenant with you. You shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. You shall bring a pair, male and female, of every kind of living flesh into the ark with you to keep them alive. Include the birds according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, every creeping thing on the ground according to their kinds. Two of every sort shall come to you, so you can keep them alive. Take with you every type of food that is eaten, and store it for yourself, so it can be used as food for you and for them. So that is what Noah did. He did everything that God commanded him, just as he had been told. The word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now those were the days. Oh, let me tell you, those were great days to be alive. Back in those days, we were still men. Back in those days, we settled our score like men with our fists, or whatever we could find to turn into a weapon. See, back then, we didn't have to put up with this anti-bullying nonsense that you people have to live with today. No, no, we settled our own scores. And it's not just that we were violent back in those days. No, no, we were violent because we were godless. We didn't care at all about what God had to say. We were our own bosses. We were the masters of our own destiny. Those were great days to be alive. Except there was this one old codger named Noah. Noah, he was different. You know how sometimes when you describe somebody as different, it's just another way of saying that they're crazy? Well, that's what I mean when I say that Noah was different. Noah, he was the only one around who didn't settle his own scores. Noah, he was the only one who kept on living an upright life while everybody else was doing his own thing. Noah was different, all right. Listening to the Lord, doing what the Lord wanted him to do. And then came the day that Noah started getting really, really different. Because then came the day when Noah started building this humongous barge. He called it an ark. And he said he was building it, get this now, he said he was building it because the Lord told him to build it. And, get this, he was building this giant boat, this huge barge, in the middle of the desert. the desert now, and he said he was building it because the Lord told him that a giant flood was going to come and wipe out the whole earth. And even better, the whole time that Noah was building this huge boat, it took him years and years to get this thing done. The whole time he was telling me and everybody else that we better repent. We better get ready for this giant flood that was going to come and cover the whole world. We better leave our violent ways. We better start listening to God and trusting in Him and believing in what God said and listening to Him. Oh, and Noah was different, all right. You got to be different to build a huge boat in the middle of the desert because, ooh, the end is near. Ooh, can you imagine the amount of fun that we had with Noah while he was building that boat? Can you imagine the mockery that we laid on that old fool while his idiot sons kept dragging more and more and more wood to the construction site to build this giant boat? Yeah, Noah just kept on being different. He just kept on living the way his God told him to and building that giant boat. We just kept on being the way we were, evil, doing our own thing. And it was only natural for us. I mean, of course we didn't listen to Noah. Of course we paid absolutely no attention to what Noah was telling us, because nothing like a giant flood had ever happened in our world before. And there was no evidence. There was nothing that we could see or touch in our world that would ever make us think that anything like that were even possible. So of course, naturally, we didn't listen to Noah. Naturally, we ignored all of his warnings. And then, I'm telling you, it just kept getting better and better. Because then came the day when Noah and his old woman and those three idiot sons and their wives, they all piled onto that giant boat together, along with all the animals that had just shown up. We probably should have asked ourselves why that was happening. But anyway, they piled onto the boat with all these animals that had shown up, and they just sat there on the boat. After years of building it, now they get inside and they just sit there for a whole week with those animals while absolutely nothing happens. And of course, we kept calling in and making fun of them. Hey, Noah, haven't you been on your boat there long enough? Don't you want to come out? Aren't the animals' smells starting to get to you? Oh, it was good times. It's good times, good times. And we were sure that it was never going to end. And, then the sky sort of split open and the ground kind of broke apart and water came gushing from both directions. And we all died, you know, sudden, horrible, terrifying deaths. Noah, meanwhile, and the other seven people on that ark, they were raised up and saved. They were saved from us, and they were saved from the terrible place that we had turned the world into. Now, there is a point to all this. There is a reason that I have come here today to tell you my story, and the reason that I'm telling you this is there is another flood coming to your world. Well, I should clarify, it's not exactly going to be a flood, because after this flood, God promised that he would never destroy the world in exactly that way again. But he is going to destroy your world again. This time, he is going to do it with fire, and this time, he is going to destroy it inside and out. And one thing you need to understand is how crazy that sounds to most of the people in your world. It sounds like a completely foolish, idle threat. And can you blame them for seeing it that way? Honestly, can you blame me for ignoring Noah's warnings back in my day? I mean, there was no evidence that anything like that could possibly happen. So it was only natural for us to ignore Noah. And there is no evidence to the people in your world that anything like this big judgment day where God incinerates everything, there is no evidence to them that anything like this could ever happen. So naturally, they just ignore it. They think it's foolish. It's just, it's so far out there. But then, there's you people. You people are the ones in your world who are different, if you know what I mean. You people are the Noahs of your world. You are the ones who are different. You are the people who would actually wake up on a Sunday morning and come to a place and listen to what God has to say to you. You are the people who would turn off your television for an hour at night and open up your God's word and listen and read what he has to say to you. So you're the people who listen. And then not only that, but you're the people who live the way your God tells you to do, even when it looks crazy to the rest of your world. So you are the people who will help other people who can't help themselves, other people who have no way of ever paying you back. You are the people who would say no to something that feels good to your body if you know that it is going to harm your soul. And you have to understand how crazy that looks to the rest of your world. That you would listen to the voice of your God and live the way that he tells you to live, preparing yourself for some giant curtain to drop on some massive judgment day, because it just doesn't seem to them like it's ever going to happen. But just like me and the other people in my day, they're going to find out the hard way that God was not bluffing, that he was serious. And just like Noah and his family, God is going to save you on that day of destruction because you listened to him, you trusted in him, and you separated yourself, you protected your faith by living apart from the wickedness of your world. And you do that because you understand that the next time your God comes into this world is not going to be the first time that he came into your world. Yes, he is going to come on the day of judgment. He will come in the future. But he has also come into your world once already in the past. And the first time that he came into your world was not with angels blowing trumpets. The first time he came into your world was with angels singing peace on earth. And the first time he came into your world was not with fire and destruction. The first time was with the mildness of a little baby boy. The first time he came was not to end your world, but it was to save it with his own holiness and his own sacrifice. The first time he came was not to put an end to life in your world, but it was to give eternal life through a resurrection. You believe that your God has already come into your world once. He came in love to save you. And that is why you listen and why you take God seriously when he tells you to prepare for that second coming. This is why you prepare with daily repentance, why you fortify your faith by using your God's word and by using his sacrament. This is why you protect your faith by living for the will of God, living apart from the wickedness of your world. Because you know God already came once, and he came in love to save you. Now you know how easy it can be to forget that day is coming and to live like that day is never going to arrive. You know from experience how easy it can be to get sucked into the attitudes and the actions of your world that sees this all as one big idle threat. And you know how easy it is to care too much about what your world thinks of you. And how easy it is to live the way the rest of your world is living, so maybe people won't think you're quite so weird. Maybe people won't think you're quite so different. Well, I'm here today to tell you from experience, it's time for you to stop caring what the rest of your world thinks about you. If Noah had cared what we thought about him, he would have been lost in the flood. And if you care too much what your unbelieving world thinks about you, you are going to be lost on the last day. You belong to God, not to your world. Listen to the voice of your Lord and live for his will with your faith in him. Because then, when that day does come, he will raise you up from the destruction and save you, just as he saved Noah and his family in the flood. He will save you at his second coming. because of what he did for you at his first coming. Like Noah of old, listen and live. And through faith in your Savior's first coming, live at his second. Amen.